Let's talk about a situation.
And let's start. I would argue that this is starting to seem like the busiest, the most interesting roster situation Washington's got.
Uh-huh.
There is zero question who wide receiver one is. It's Terry McLaurin.
Undoubtedly. Whatsoever.
Like zero question whatsoever.
I agree.
But number two, we've been saying this, if you got dropped off a spaceship and landed in Ashburn, Virginia in late July, you would think the second best receiver on this team is either Olamide Zaccheaus or De'Ami Brown.
Yeah, and based off of what they've been doing in training camp this year, yes, I agree.
And a lot of folks want to know what's up with Jahan Dotson. Yo, it's possible Jahan balls out Saturday night. What did I say?
You didn't say Olamide.
Okay, Olamide Zaccheaus.
You say Olamides.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Olamide. I'd like to say it.
Call
right?
him OZ. That's what they call him.
OZ's easy, yeah. The question to me is not, oh, my God, what's wrong with Dotson? It's, yo, Dotson still has a chance to show he's a baller. Remember, his rookie year, he caught two touchdowns in the opener. So, things could change in a hurry.
Could this whole thing be, damn, he finally got it, talking about De'Ami Brown? I mean, look.
They were really excited about De'Ami.
They were excited when they drafted him. And we've said it when they got this new staff. I know I was saying it, that they seem to be a better staff to coach people up. And if it's a competition now where we don't know and De'Ami begins to ball, who cares? I mean, you want to get the best out of your players, point blank.
Yep.
And if one guy is getting it and the other guy kind of is in a funk right now, that's the problem for him. You know, overall, what I'm trying to say is you have to be on a level of competition and competing every damn day of your career. You never get a chance to coast.
Hell yeah. I loved Jaden's answer going back to whenever that was before he had been officially named starter. He's like, you think I care? If they call me starter, I'm still going to compete.
Yeah.
But let's hear from Dan Quinn. This is Dan Quinn, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes ago, speaking here in Miami about the wide receiver two situation.
Where are you at with the wide receiver two search?
I would say we are right in the middle of it. And so you'll see a lot of guys in today. You'll see 2, 3, 4, 5. There's a lot of guys that are really battling. I've been really impressed with Olamide, and I thought he's had a really strong camp. I'm looking forward to getting Luke some extra work into here, Jahan, De'Ami. So that's where we're at, and then the special teams is going to have a factor in that as well.
Did anything stand out to you from that quote, Toby?
Yeah, I mean, we all assumed that Dotson would take this role, and it's clearly not his right now. So it's not great considering Zaccheaus has been kind of a journeyman and some of these other guys. So you would hope that someone would emerge, and maybe it is Zaccheaus, and that's fine. But it doesn't feel good that you're at this point with a rookie quarterback and the number two wide receiver isn't kind of set.
Jeffrey, what did you hear?
I heard that it's a true competition. It don't seem like Quinn is on no sides. He's letting the best man win. And his name is Olamide.
At this point, yes.
Me, as a savvy dude that has been in the NFL a long time, as a player and working in media roles, is there any way they are publicly trying to push Jahan with some of this?
I don't think that this staff really goes into that. Okay. I think everything that they say publicly, they've said privately. And I think the ultimate thing is, listen, players are going to face this at one point in their career, no matter if it's early or late, where you're going to get to a point where you're going to notice that they might like somebody more than you. So what do you do at that point? Do you dig deep or do you just let it go? I wouldn't just let it go. I'm going to show you what I'm about. There are some people who fold and some people continue to push. And I think right now we're in a great point to find out exactly what we have. And when they make their decision, you will know that they chose the best person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it has to be right now. And I understand that some people fall in love with certain people. But you know what I fall in love with? I fall in love with winning.
Sure.
And I ain't been in love in a long damn time when I start thinking about this franchise. So ultimately, I am looking for the guys out here who are going to go out here and bust their ass on an everyday basis. And if somebody has a problem with that, then you know what? You're not really a football fan. You like a certain person. I like the football team. I want this team to go out there and become better than what they were. Was. I am tired of every time I go somewhere, oh, man, what are they going to do next year? I don't want to talk about next year. I want to be focused on this year for once. So if it's competition right now, may the best man win.
Sure. I think I know Jahan. Like, I've known him since he was drafted. I'm a little surprised how this has gone so far. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that DQ was asked, hey, what about wide receiver two? And he named Zacchaeus, and he named Diami, and he said, we'd like to get more out of Luke. I don't think Jahan's name came out of his mouth, right?
It may not have, but like,
I'm asking. I don't think it did in that bite we just played.
But see, this is the thing, though. The man has been talking about competition in all positions throughout this whole time. But everyone seems to just focus on Jahan. Why? Because he was a first rounder? I think the ultimate thing is we have to understand. He hadn't said who's the starter at quarterback, although we know. He said, I want competition at tight end. I want competition at running back. I want competition at receiver. I want competition at DBs. But we focus on the one thing that we think. So I asked a question to everybody out there who decided that they wanted to assume and understand. Do you see what a lot of other people are saying? Do you see that somebody else might be playing a little bit better? So you said it because I'd be damned if I was the only person that starts seeing some stuff. And when I mentioned my stuff the other day, I was talking about multiple people.
Yeah, people tried to zero in on you.
People zeroed in on one guy.
Yeah.
One finger salute to y'all with that one. But the whole thing about, I said it about a lot of people. I'll say one damn thing. I don't care who knew what I was talking about, but I guarantee the people who I was talking about, they know. Because one thing about competitors, they know when they're not doing their best. And if they hear something from somebody that they know is going to be straightforward with it, they know. So if you got mad, who gives a damn? My ultimate thing is for this football team that wears burgundy and gold to become a better football team. And if that's not what everybody's hoping for, then you're hoping for the wrong damn stuff.